everybody. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. here. And you know what? We've got another podcast, and we're going to keep covering these seven reasons, great reasons to become a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, as I like to say sometimes. And let's see, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you better go there right now, because right below this video down there is we got text, we got images, we got links that just make this podcast much more valuable. And let's see, because I know people watch this on like YouTube and other video hosting sites, and there's actually people that, with my permission, play this video on their websites and stuff, and that's okay. But the very best way to get this information is on calbanyan.com, because that's where we have the extra links. And you know what? While you're there, while you're here on calbanyan.com, you want to become a VIP member. And the reason you want to do that, and right up there somewhere, is a link, says become a VIP member, because what that'll do is you give us your email address, we'll send you a link that has a list of every single video we've ever done, and each one of those on the list have a link, you can go directly to it. So if you're interested in looking at a particular video, you can just go down the list, boom, click on it, and you know what, there we are. Celeste, Meredith, Elron, or myself, or maybe even one of the other guests we've had, such as Roy Hunter. We've had Dr. Dwight Damon. We've had Jerry Valley. We've had, you know, just all these different people. And we're going to have more people in the future. All right, let me introduce to you Celeste Hackett. And you know what? Let me tell you about her. You know, we only have the best on this show. You love Meredith. You loved Elron. And Celeste was one of our very first, she was our very first co-host along with me. She did like 60 podcasts with me. And then, gosh, she just took a break, and now she's back, and we're so excited to be able to do that. She has a center in Plano, Texas, where she sees clients, and she also does hypnotherapy training, because she's a Banyan trainer, which we call them CFI, Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors. She's got a class coming up in November. She might mention that to you. And she is award-winning. She is a popular speaker. She is a writer in the field of hypnosis. She's very popular at the convention. This year's, but it was almost a year ago because it was in February, Solid Gold Weekend. I expect that she'll probably be there again this year. And we're going to continue to do great things in the profession. How you doing, Celeste Hackett?
Hey, Cal. It's great to be back. Hi, everybody. And I want to introduce Cal Banyan to you. I'm just going to get right into it. He is revolutionizing the way that we do hypnosis by introducing to the world a systematic approach called 5-PATH. And he teaches people to be hypnotists from all over the world. And then he trains trainers, and I'm one of his trainers. And this particular method is just super special because it helps you get reliable results with a wide range of clients. Now, in addition to that, we could go on and on about Cal, but I do want to mention a couple of things. He's won numerous awards, and he recently won the most prestigious award, as my husband says that I've always said prestigious, the most prestigious award that a hypnotist can win with the National Guild of Hypnotists, the Rexford L. North Award. Let me show you my photo I snapped of him myself on that very night. I love this photo. When Maureen saw this, she said, "It's crooked." I said, "It's artsy." But now he's in hypno celebrity status with his Oscar, and you'll see it right behind him to the right. He's just a wonderful guy. No one gives away more training than Cal Banyan for free, and no one has more success helping people to learn hypnosis fast and get great results. And so you're just going to love these podcasts. I hope you'll stay tuned and keep tuning in.
Wow. I feel great. I would do these podcasts if for no other reason than to hear other people say nice stuff about me. How about you, Celeste?
Yes.
Hey, one other thing I'll get in here real quick is we're coming up on episode 300. Please go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC and become a fan, and you get to hear all the inside stuff. And while you're there, while you're here, please make suggestions of anything you can think of that we should do special for the 300th episode. Wow, I can't even imagine. When I started, this, if I would have known I was going to make 300, I would have just been too tired to think about it in the very beginning and never would have happened. But here we are. It's become a tradition, a hypno tradition out there and around the world. And I want to say, especially all of our American, Canadian, and around the world, India, Asia, South America, and of course our friends down under in Australia, thank you so much, and everywhere else for tuning in. Oh, I'll just get this out of the way real quick. The upcoming Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, the NGH-approved super course, the 5-Path and 7-Path, is coming up October 29th through November 9th here in Tustin, California. If you know what that means, you get the weekend off in the middle, and you can go to Disneyland. You can go to the beach. You can do all kinds of fun stuff on the weekend, except I'll probably give you too much homework. All right. How about you, Celeste? You got a class coming up?
I have a class on November the 5th through the 16th. It's going to be a wonderful class. Of course, it is NGH approved and Banyan. It's a Banyan hypnosis course, and it's taught at a fully licensed career school right here in Texas. It's going to be great. We also have one coming up in April next year.
Awesome. All right. Well, we got through all that stuff a lot faster this time, didn't we?
Yes. A lot faster this time.
See?
Shall we move right into the meat and the potatoes of this whole thing today?
Let's get into the meat, potatoes, and corn on the cob.
Okay, we were talking about last week the top 7 reasons to even be a hypnotist. And so we started with number 7. Number 7 was see amazing hypnotic phenomena every day for a living. And that's pretty cool. Then there was number 6, job security, even cooler. So now we're going to move into the 5th top reason to be a hypnotist, and it is get started helping people really, really fast. I love this because a lot of people don't have time to go to college for 4 years to start a new career and start making money. Right now, there's a lot of people who need a part-time job, or they just need a full-time job. They need some way to make additional income. They don't have a lot of time or money for training. And so our training classes are 2 weeks long. Now, that's the in-class training. Once you get out of class, you're going to get some other training with your clients as soon as you hit the ground running. So you need to start seeing clients right away. And then we have unsurpassed support after the class. We will be there to help you. We'll tell you what to do next if you don't know. So it's just a great way to learn something, and you'll start making money as soon as you're willing to see clients. When I left radio broadcasting after a 24-year career, I needed something, and I didn't want to go to college for 4 years after being on the radio for all that time. And so I looked and looked and looked, and I was so happy to find hypnosis. And at my school, Dallas Hypnosis Career Training, that's exactly what we do. We teach you in about 2 weeks, and you get unsurpassed support after.
Wow. Hey, you know, as you talk about that, Celeste, two things struck me. You were in radio for 24 years?
Yes.
When did you start? When you were about 4?
I started in high school.
Wow, I didn't know it was so long. I thought it was maybe a few years and stuff. Okay, good, good. Let's see here. One thing, as you're talking about, get started helping people really fast. Now, I am very pro-education. I've got my bachelor's degree and my master's degree, and I was ABD, which is all but dissertation, for PhD in clinical psychology. And going through college helped me a lot. It made me a more confident person. It made me an educated person. And you know what? Go to college. Become a nurse. Become a counselor. Whatever you want to be. But be a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist while you're going to college, because you can make, I mean, a lot money than you'd make like flipping burgers or something like that. And your schedule is flexible, and you're the boss, and you're going to be gaining experience that will help you when you get the other kind of career going. Let me ask you something, Celeste. After you've been practicing about, I don't know, 6 months, how much were you charging per session?
After 6 months, I believe I was charging $100 per session. And then the following year, I bumped it up to $150 per session at the discounted price. And now I'm up to $279 per session.
Right. And you know what? Imagine if you're going to college for whatever you wanted and you could make that kind of money. I mean, it's just like a no-brainer. You take your two-week course, and then you study, you know, you, because you've got to remember everything that you learned in the 100 plus hour certification course, and then you can start helping people right away, and at the same time you help yourself. Because gosh, if you did only 10, 15 sessions a month and you're charging $100, $150, that's a very nice little side income while you're going to school, and at the same time you're helping people, and you have all that flexibility for study and other social things that you do in college. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I think that's excellent, and that's why I think more people should just learn to do this if they're trying. Most people right now are really kind of struggling to make money, make extra money. This is a great way to make extra money.
That's right. You know, you just see a few clients a month, and that pays for a very nice car.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. What you got next for me?
Well, the next one I sort of gave away in number six, job security, when I started talking about hours, because number four is set your own hours. So in the last video, I kind of gave it away. But what I really love about this, the fourth top reason to be a hypnotist, as far as I'm concerned, is I can work when I want to, you know. And as I said in the last video, I don't work weekends or evenings, and now I don't work Mondays. Who wants to work on Mondays? Me and Cal are having fun on Mondays. We talk and we do this kind of podcast sometimes. But you know what? I like to work during the day like everybody else, so I can have my evenings to myself. And then I started taking 2-hour lunches. So I work 9 a.m. I see clients, 11 a.m. I see a client, and then 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. and about 7 o'clock I'm done for the day, and I absolutely love it. Now there's another thing that's cool about this that sort of goes along with it. You know, when I would get kind of sick, kind of under the weather, and I knew that I was going to get sicker if I kept working, I would feel guilty about continuing to go into work. And then I would get sick, and I'd be sick for a week, and then I'd have to take off. Now I know myself well enough that when I start getting a little under the weather, I can reschedule my clients and take that day off, rest, and then I don't ever really get sick, you know? So that's, you know, sick days are always a problem when you're working. You never feel like you can take a mental day off. Well, you can schedule your time any way you want to. Now, I don't do that all the time, but in an emergency, it's just that easy. You just call the clients and say, you know what? I'm going to have to reschedule you to another day. Let's look at our calendars. And you can do that.
You know, and also if your puppy dog gets sick or if your husband gets sick, you've got the flexibility to care for the people you love, right?
That's absolutely right. You can schedule your sessions, you know, so that when your kids come home, you're there. Or if you have to visit with your mother in the nursing home every Wednesday at noon, you can schedule around that. So it's just beautiful to be able to make your own hours.
And how about when you make your own hours, you can take time to do fun things like go to the NGH convention, go to the Solid Gold weekend.
Oh, that's true too. And you can schedule your own vacations. I went to the NGH weekend. I'm going to Jamaica. I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to Solid Gold. I mean, I'm constantly going, but I'm still making plenty of money in my work. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. You didn't have to go to a boss and say, oh, boss, can I have some time off to do this?
That's right. You can just schedule yourself off whenever you want. You don't have to get it approved.
I got a question. What did Christopher think of this whole hypnosis thing when you first got the idea?
When I first got the idea, he was very nice. We were just married, and so he was very supportive, like a husband should be. But later, after it all got going, he said, I got to tell you something. I never thought it would work. Yeah, we worked out of I actually saw clients out of an apartment, 3 flights up by a dumpster. We had a 2-bedroom apartment. Actually, it was an apartment with some sort of a little room. It wasn't even a bedroom, and we used that room for hypnosis sessions. And I was surprised myself on the first day we opened our apartment door for hypnosis clients that people started showing up right away.
Hey, I got a question for you. So what advice do you have for hypnotists who want to get started, but maybe their spouse is skeptical? He was supportive, but you might have felt some of his skepticism, right?
I never felt it from him, but I felt it from my mother and some of my family members and friends. So I guess if I had a spouse that wasn't supportive, you know, you have to know him, you know, and then you have to weigh out the consequences. I mean, that's the way it is with any big decision in a marriage. You go, okay, you know, worst case scenario, he leaves me or kicks me out, or I have to put up with a lot of bitching for a long time. You know, and is it worth it, and how will I deal with that, and how will I handle that? And then you come up with a game plan. I've had many things in my marriage, like everybody who's married has, is where I wanted to do something and I knew I had to do it, let the chips fall where they may, and then I just had to work with the chips. So you just have to have a game plan for the chips until they see that this is a good career. How's that for an answer?
I think that's pretty good for, you know, off the cuff and stuff. Good. Hey, I want to say one other thing is, like, I work all the time. I have a morning office. That's my patio. And then I have my office where I'm at right now. And I'm there. Usually I go to lunch and then I come into my office. And then I go home. And then I have my upstairs office where I have my big screen TV and my humidor and all that kind of stuff. And I really like that I got all these places I can work on. Then also I have my therapy office, which is different from this office. This isn't where I see clients, where you would usually see Meredith where you'd see Meredith in her videos. She's actually sitting in my therapy office. So I just love the flexibility of location. Also, as you're watching this video, I've probably just got back from a 2,500-mile motorcycle ride I'm doing with some of my motorcycle club members up to Spokane for a big party up there and back here to Tustin, California. So I know that it would be really hard to have this kind of freedom if I was in a J-O-B. So, hey, are we done with that one?
I think we covered that one very well, and that's the whole thing. Freedom, isn't it, Cal?
Freedom, flexibility, and fun.
Yes. All right, now we're up to the fourth top reason to be a hypnotist, according to Celeste Hackett. Everybody has their own top, right?
I thought we just did the fourth.
That was the fourth. Here's the third. Thank you for catching that. The third. Okay, we're getting close. Don't worry. It's get a new career at a fraction of the cost of a college career, or I guess a fraction of the cost of college. Okay, here's my point. My niece went to college to become a nurse at Louisiana State University at Alexandria. And by the time she was done, it was 4 years and $30,000, and she's got a student loan. You go to become a hypnotist, on average, it's going to take you about 2 weeks. It's going to be hypno boot camp. We're going to leave out the fluff. You're going to get only what you really, really need that's going to make you successful. And then it's about anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. Do the math. It's a fraction of the cost of college. It is a career that you'll love, and there's so much more I can say about it, but some of those are the, you know, number two and number one, so I'll be quiet. What do you think about that, Cal?
I'm thinking that also, as you're saying that, writing down some notes, is it's not, okay, it's a career, yes, 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 but it's also your own business. And I want you to think about what it would cost to get into a McDonald's. And who wants to work at a McDonald's all the time, right? Or any other kind of franchise, which, I mean, even a little sandwich shop nowadays is probably going to cost you $50,000 or more for a sandwich shop like a Subway or something like that. And so this is, you mentioned how many sandwiches you got to sell just to break even. And $50,000 to a $250,000 or even more dollars to get into a franchise. And you can get in from the red to the black almost immediately. And, you know, too many people spend money on a franchise just because they say, okay, after so many years, I'm going to be in the black, and it's a good investment. But they just don't have the passion for making sandwiches or making hamburgers, where being a hypnotist is something that you can get into very quickly if you get in with the right sort of folks, the right trainers, the right organization. You can become successful very quickly. Let me put in a little note here. It's something that we've just been doing now for about 6 months, and we're going to keep doing it because it's turned out so fantastic. One of the biggest challenges in the past from going out of classroom into seeing clients is getting the clients in your door. And the Banyan Hypnosis Center, we've been on the internet since 1996, and we know a lot about websites and that kind of thing now, and it's for our grads only. So I'm not saying, hey, sign up for this, because only our grads we have a special program to where we'll put together a website for our grads, optimize it, and do all kinds of other cool stuff to make the phone ring. So not only are we going to teach you how to work with clients, we teach you how to set up an office, and now we're going to be able to give you the option of having us set up a website for you. So when you're ready, boom, we put that phone number up on the internet and your phone can start ringing. And I just don't think there is a better program in the world except for, nope, there's no exceptions. We're the best program in the world as far as going, learning it, and then getting started, that flow. And of course, that opportunity also applies to any of Celeste Hackett's grads too.
Well, anytime you can partner up with Cal Banyan on the internet, it's a good idea. I actually pay for a link on Cal's site, and I also write articles, and that's really paid off for me. And so these websites, I mean, I've heard from many people who have these websites, and they're all saying that they're really helping them quite a bit. And it's back to the you know, how much a franchise costs in relation to, you know, starting your own practice. If you work out of your home, which is what I do, and I always have worked out of my home or an apartment, I mean, it's a minimal investment. It's just basically training and get a website. And also, we were talking about hypnosis as a career path. It's also great as an adjunct to many careers such as nursing and teaching and consulting and counseling and that kind of stuff. We almost always have at least one or two counselors or therapists in our class wanting to know how to do hypnosis and using those, you know, skills that we teach them in their practice.
Hey, Celeste, what's the longest, I mean, farthest someone has come to be in your class?
That would have been Brazil.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That attests to the quality of training that Celeste is putting out so through her state licensed school. Hey, how are we doing on time?
It's time to go, Cal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so we're going to have to get to these last two in our next podcast. I'm Celeste Hackett. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. We'll see you next time.
This is Cal Banyan. I'm so excited to have Celeste Hackett back with me. And it just dawns on me a terrible side effect. I remember after doing 60 podcasts with Celeste, and then I got Meredith, and then I kept calling Meredith Celeste, and now I know that going back and forth between the two, I am going to be hopelessly confused. All right, visit hypnosiscenter.com, all my schedule's on there, hypnosis.org for just about anything in the world of hypnosis, and please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/hypnosisETC. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.